Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And then in Proverbs 16, just flip your page there, chapter 16, verse 12. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. I want you to think about those two passages of Scripture this morning. May we bow before the Lord. Loving God, our Father, you have told us that sin is a reproach. Sin is costly. Your word also says that the leaders are to rule in righteousness. Oh God, I'm afraid there are so few that follow your instruction. Oh God, help us as your people here to pray for our own leaders, that our leaders might be wise enough to know they need the Lord. They need the wisdom of the Lord. And they need the prayers of God's people. Help us as God's people to be faithful, to pray for them. Forgive us when we are unfaithful in doing that. Lord, help us today, this body that's gathered here, to realize how blessed we are to live in this country. Help us to realize that we shouldn't take it for granted, that we have enemies that are even planning our destruction, so that we as the body of Christ should walk careful before the Lord, serving the Lord, obeying the Lord. Challenge our hearts, blessed God. Help me today, Lord, as I stand here. I feel so little, so helpless. I need you. Bless your word to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak on this subject today with you. The dictators. The dictators. Every once in a while, there are politicians who decide to do things their own way, much to the dismays of masses of people. These cold-blooded dictators do not care for the value of life as much as they do achieving their selfish motives of domination, power, and immorality. And I want to just mention a few of some dictators that's been in this world to just give you a little bit of an idea about these godless individuals. There's been some godless men, folks, over nations and over people. And here's what really touches my heart. These people, these dictators that's over people, the people themselves are involved in some religion, some idols, false gods. Are there either secular or atheistic one? And this is what's so heartbreaking, because they have people over them, treating them like they treat them, and yet these people do not cry to the God of heaven like they could if they just knew how they might do that. Because many of them are not allowed to have Bibles. And some of them are not even allowed to have missionaries in their countries. And so you see how people can sometimes be deprived of the truth. And as a result, their lives are miserable. Let me just share a few of them with you today. The president of Zambia, Robert Mugabe, is said to have risen to power through electrical deception and fear-mongering. There was even one election where he did not receive any votes in a certain province, so he orchestrated the killing of over 20,000 civilians by fabricating stories of rebellion and treason. And during his time in office, over 3.1 million Zambians lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood due to his land reform program, and he bulldozed down any villages where there were voices of dissent. The iron rule of a dictator over the people, because that providence wouldn't vote a single vote for him. So he took vengeance on them. Recently, deceased Kim Jong II, who was over North Korea, over this present leader that's there today, had nearly a quarter of a million people arrested during his rule and is directly responsible for the starvation and the death of millions of North Koreans, his own people now. Sick and delusional as he could be, Kim Sung of North Korea led a nation using force, aggression, and deception. To make it even more convincing, he killed 1.6 million of his own people. Think about that. And we know about his son that's in power today. And we just had one of our own citizens that came back deceased after he'd been held prisoner there. And his own people today in North Korea, they're starving. They're in work camps. And even more sadly, the gospel is not allowed there. You see what happens when the Word of God is kept out. Saddam Hussein, remember that name? Was a well-known leader that instigated numerous conflicts in his lifetime. He instituted mass genocide against the Kurds, the Assyrians, the Mandeans, and other ethnic groups who rebelled against his leadership and fought several wars against Iran and Kuwait, with the death toll climbing to about 2 million people in total. And we remember seeing him hung, didn't we, for his crimes. Being the communist leader of Cambodia, Pol Pot had envisioned a country that would be equal by any means. So he thought of sending city people to the farms and the farm people to the city. Think about that rationale. So he thought of doing that, and as expected, he did not get the results he wanted. So he then resorted to punishing the people and depriving them of their rights to education, medication, and nutrition. He even executed about 2.5 million who were not following his ideas. People are not important to these dictators, even their own people. Joseph Stalin became the leader of the Soviet Union after Lenin died in 1924 and launched government programs that would make the country more progressive. His attempt to move to the new economy, however, led to the starvation of nearly 10 million people. With many intellectuals and activists not in favor of his leadership, Stalin also launched the Great Purge, killing every person who opposed him and his ideas. Where does people get such an idea that they're so important? It's satanic. That's what it is. To most people, Adolf Hitler does not need much of an introduction, as he was famous for being the leader of the Nazis, a German party that was responsible for the death of over 17 million people, including 6 million Jews. And after leading the entire world into war, as well as committing numerous war crimes, people's not important when they oppose these dictators. They don't mind getting rid of them. Now, I'm talking about they kill them. I'm not talking about how they often persecuted them before they killed them, because they would often go through all kind of ways to cause them to suffer, from skinning them to set them on a pole. I mean, it's horrible the way dictators operate, and they're in the world today. If we as citizens, well, let me say this. Let me share another one. In Saudi Arabia, it's forbidden for unrelated Saudis of the opposite sex to appear in public together, even inside a taxi. Women are not allowed to testify on their behalf in divorce proceedings and in all court cases. The testimony of a man is equal to that of two women. President Obalang, who has declared that there is no poverty in Guyana, rather than the people are using to live in a different way. That's the way he justifies his action. The state radio announced that Baga is in permanent contact with the Almighty, and that he can decide to kill without anyone calling him to account and without going to hell. Is he delusional? A dictator. These are just a few of like-minded world leaders we have today in the 21st century. There's a lot of them in Africa, South America, in Asia. These men that think that they are God on earth, they're indestructible. What an awful awakening the moment they die. What an awful awakening. I can just imagine then in hell, all the people that they have took action against converging on them, railing on them as part of their eternal punishment. Leaders who do not respect the rights of others to live and pursue their own interest. How sad. And this is why you ought to be praising God today. You're not in a country like that yet. 8 more years like what we just had, we'd have soon been there. Because we were going that way fast. While we have many problems in our country, and boy, do we have them, we are far from what many other people are experiencing in the world today. We have a missionary in China. But I have to be careful when I email him something. Because there's certain things I'm not supposed to say. And he can only be there because he's a teacher. That's one of our missionaries. Our country was founded upon Christian principles, as declared in the Word of God. And I know today we got some of these politicians and some of this progressive stuff that's in our country who want to deny that. But it's a fact. You read our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, and God's all over them, folks. You go to the state houses and the federal buildings, and you'll see all kind of things referring to God and godly men that we've had. This country was founded upon Christian principles and the precious Word of God. We'd have not sustained this long if we had not have been. With a large segment of the American people believing in God, believing in Jesus and the Bible, being our undergirding, we have survived thus far. Our country is far from being perfect. Amen? But unanimously, it's believed we are the greatest and the best country the world has ever known. Why is it everybody wants to come here? However, there is one group of people from the Arab countries. They want to come here for sinister reasons. And you may not believe this, but this preacher does. When they get enough of them over here, they're going to rise up to take over. Now, you can believe that or not, but that's what's happening. They're peace-loving now because they're waiting to get enough. That's been the history of them people ever since the 600s when Muhammad started all that mess. If we as citizens do not vote for and support conservative Christian politicians for leadership of our state and federal offices, we too will have our liberties and freedoms limited or taken away. Already we have many who want to take our weapons. Every time there's a shooting, you hear a Democrat wanting our weapons. There's also more and more pushback on the Bible and prayer and the Christian religion. People really hate God. in this country. We got people that really hate God. You can read articles and then read down at the comments about that article, and boy, they some God-hating people making comments about Christians and Christian values. People hate Jesus Christ. He's hated. He's the most hated person there's ever been in this world. But he's also the most loved. Praise God. Amen. Are you a lover of Jesus Christ? Amen. I'm a lover of Christ. They hate this old book here. People hate this book. They despise this book. And if you don't open it up and read it and live by it, you hate it. And you need it. As you leave here after a while and go to your place to eat your lunch, to give you physical strength, you need this to give you spiritual strength. You need the bread from heaven. Atheists, scoffers, agnostics, they're growing in this country. I think we're in the end of the age myself. Crooked judges. We got so many crooked judges today. Can you imagine? The Supreme Court this week upheld the president's travel ban. And we've already got a judge from Hawaii have contested the Supreme Court. Crooked judges, politicians, lawyers. Lord, at the crooked lawyers. And making money off of stupid people. All of these are seeking to undermine our liberties with laws that are designed to eat away what the fathers of this nation have determined to make us a great nation. We got the Bill of Rights that gives us certain rights. Let me read two important rights. Because of time, I'll give you these two important rights. The third of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or permitting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the rights of the people peaceably to assemble the government for a redress of grievances. The president this week, I think it was, signed what President Johnson had put in place where we ministers were not supposed to talk about politics in the church. That was another Democrat, by the way. But the president this week canceled that out. Praise God for somebody that believes there's a God in heaven and believes in the Bill of Rights. Here's another Bill of Rights we have. That a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed. Hey, if you don't have a weapon, you better get one. You have the right by the Bill of Rights to defend yourself. Because we live in an evil world, folks. These people that don't respect this thing at all, and they don't respect you just like the dictators don't. What about our Constitution? Here's what the preamble of the Constitution says. I just want to share this part of it. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves, our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Hey, he talked about God in there, folks. Shame, oh shame, amen. Yeah, the people that wrote up our Constitution, they believed in God, folks. The Declaration of Independence, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America at that time, when in the course of human events it became necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one with another and to assume among the powers of the earth and separate an equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and women that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, folks, our forefathers believed in God, and they believed in the Word of God, and they formed our laws for our good, for our protection, so we would have liberty and freedom, and then we could live a life and go about our activities serving God. Amen? And oh, shame to anybody that don't take advantage of serving the Lord in this free society where we have this great blessing that we have today. Oh, how blessed we are. How we ought to praise God for this liberty. Because I tell you what, folks, I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of men and women both that have died so you could sit here today without being afraid. Last night I saw that special. Some of you saw it. That the pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas presented a two-hour special last night, had President Trump there to speak. But they were honoring the veterans, our veterans, there in the Kennedy Center. And they had a veteran there that had lost a leg, other injuries. I believe it had affected his mind, probably acted like it, pitiful. But the president went over there and shook that soldier's hands. Thank God for a president with a heart. Amen. Thank God for a president with a heart. And they're making, so I'm told, advances now with the Veterans Administration, trying to straighten up the mess that's been there for years. Amen. Praise to God. I hope they can do that. I tell you what, the devils are working against him. Amen. And we need to be praying for him. The only thing that will ensure our present liberties is for the Church of Jesus Christ to be awake and in tune with our Creator. You know, the church is what's got this nation as good as it is today. I don't care what anybody says. If it weren't for the true Church of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have it as good as we have today. That's why the church needs to be strong, evangelistic, missionary-minded. The church, the members of the church ought to be living right, serving the Lord, obeying the Lord, loving the Lord, sharing the Lord. God will bless us and keep us if we will obey His laws. How sad we as a nation have already voted the Word of God out of the school system back in the 60s. That was a Democrat, by the way. I don't particularly like them. We already have voted prayer out of our school system. It was another liberal, you know what, a woman got it started. We've already voted and approved of alcohol with all of its damning effects. Oh, it's going to make us a lot of money to support the school system. When I was in college, I did a study, and for every dollar they got from the liquor crowd, it took $40 to repair the damage. That didn't count the broken lives and limbs. We've already approved of gambling that promotes crime and poverty. We've already approved of murdering their unborn in their mother's womb. Sad, oh sad on this nation that we kill babies in their mother's womb. And we say they have a right. I'll tell you what, you can believe me or not, somebody's going to answer. Somebody's going to answer. We have already approved of homosexual marriages. Isn't that ideal? We've already approved of transgenders. And in some cases, the taxpayers pays for it. Isn't that another ideal? There ain't no such thing. You're either a man or a woman. And I don't care how you shape yourself up physically, you're still the same thing. Your DNA don't change. We've already approved of supporting able-bodied people who refuse to work. And the Bible says, if you don't work, don't eat. That's what the Bible says. You know what? I believe it. I'm just ignorant enough to believe it. We've already nearly done away with capital punishment. People can do any kind of evil, wicked crime, and sometimes they get very little. Sometimes they'll get life. But please, let's don't kill nobody. That's inhuman. Well, God Almighty said if you take a life, your life is gone. Somebody's going to answer for that. But these old judges and lawyers. We cannot continue to flaunt God's laws, folks, and not suffer His judgment. Only because of His long suffering and patience has He not already brought judgment upon us. God don't want to judge nobody, and He puts it off just as long as He can. But He will when He has to. And when He has to, boy, oh dolly, no help then. With church attendance on the decline and the spirituality of Christians waning, we may soon see the withdrawn hand of God from this nation. North Korea, I'm told right now, and other countries have the ability to put something up in the air from a satellite, and it's an electrical, some kind of a weapon that will cause our electrical grid to just stop. And this country's not agriculture anymore. If the electricity goes out, there's panic. If you get home today and the electricity is off at your house, oh, y'all can't even, you can't do nothing, can you? Think of what if it's out for a year, year and a half. That's what's predicted. It would be out that long. And God could allow that if the church folks don't wake up, folks. You see, it's the church folks that's keeping the judgment of God from coming on the nation. You might not believe that. That's all right. I still believe it. In fact, the drug problem is already now taking our youth, isn't it? It's alarming, the drugs that's ruining people's lives, burning their brains up. Their lives are being destroyed. Rather than getting down on their face and crying out to God to help them, they swallow or sniff something. I'm 80 years old. I've never sipped a beer in my life, nor alcohol. You know what? I've survived. And I tell you what, I've gone through some rough waters. You just need to cry to God. He's our sufficiency. When troubles come, when trials come, when it looks hopeless, there's a God that lives you. There's a God that helps you. But you got to repent of your sin. That means you turn from it. And you start living by the book. It works. It worked for me. It's worked for millions of people. There's only one hope for our country. The president cannot make America great again. He wants to, but he can't. Only God can make this country great. Only God can keep us safe from our enemies. But our people must turn to Him, repenting of their sins as the church. It must start at the church house. It must start with Christians. One day Jesus Christ is going to rule and to reign over this old sin-sick world. Let me tell you what's going to happen when He does that. He's going to rule in righteousness. Everybody's going to do what He says. I don't care who they are or what they think. They're going to do what He says. He will not be an evil ruler. He will not be an abusive ruler. He will not be a tyrant. But He will care for people. He will care for people. He will provide for His people. And He will love His people like they've never been loved before. You don't even understand, neither do I, how much God loves you. You can't even get it in your little old mind how much you're loved by God. The closest you can come to it is to look at the cross and see what He allowed His Son to go through to rescue your soul. Now that's the love of God. And His death wasn't just that physical death. His soul was offered up as an offering for sin, folks. The good news is anyone who repents of their sin can enjoy an eternal relationship with the Lord by trusting Him as their Savior. What about you? Are you really trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior? As a believer, are you really living with all your heart for the Lord? What are you holding back on? Why don't you give yourself fully? Give yourself fully to the Lord. It won't hurt. It'd be the best experience in your life if you give yourself fully to the Lord. You know what? You're deciding how much you're going to serve the Lord. How much you going to decide to serve Him? This much? Or that much? What about just giving Him everything, all you are? It'll be the best blessed day of your life to completely surrender yourself to the Lord. As we stand together today, listen, Jesus Christ is not a tyrant. He loves you. Jesus Christ is looking out for you right now. Let Him know that you appreciate it. Praise Him. Worship Him. Adore Him.